Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCartney Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCartney Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCartney Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm offers services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. And did you know this month the Chris Kindle Market is at Naper Settlement? So check out their website for shopping hours. I believe it starts actually today on Thursdays through Sundays. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine. Midwest Coach Limousine is family run, led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo, or you can give them a call at 331-903-0088 to book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Bocconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check them out online at www.bocconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. And if you are a veteran or military personnel, you can always get free dessert or free drink on me. Just mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. And thank you all for your service. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. And by Clark's Car Care. Clark's Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 for an oil change. You heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners.
Ooh, yeah, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, what's the good word? This is your host, Dolly McCarthy. I am searching right now for some information for you that I'm going to share with you in just a moment. The Brightside Theater, that's it. Here we go. I don't want to forget this because they have a show, the Brightside Theater in Naperville. It's a professional theater company based in Naperville. So it serves all of Chicagoland, really. And their production, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Did you know Joseph is celebrating its 50th year anniversary? And they're putting it on the Brightside Theater, and it is phenomenal. All the shows are sold out. But I do know, I found out that Friday and Saturday, there's a few seats in there. So if you're listening to the show today, live on Thursday, December 6th, you might just be able to get tickets for Friday and Saturday night, the 7th and the 8th of December. And if you can get tickets, I would highly recommend this show. Any dream will do. Spend the holidays with your family and Joseph. November 23rd, well, that's past now, through December 9th. That's just through this Sunday. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, put on by the Brightside Theater. Julie Cornick was on the show a few weeks back. We love having Julie on. And I'll tell you, it has been a real pleasure, the Dolly McCarthy Show, as a sponsor for the past 5 years of the Brightside Theater. I can't tell you what a bargain for the money. These people know how to entertain, and for a fraction of the cost of what you would spend in Chicago, for that matter. So if you have not checked out the Brightside Theater, if you've missed the Joseph Show, go ahead and check out the brightsidetheater.com. Be a supporter, too, of them. They are incredible. They employ a lot of local talented people and have catapulted many onto bigger and better things. Not that this is not as big and better as many things I've seen. This is a fantastic professional theater company located in the historic downtown district of Naperville. Check them out. Brightsidetheater.org. And again, tickets for the Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Any Dream Will Do. Go check them out this weekend. I know they're having more shows in the new year, more exciting shows in the new year. You can subscribe and become a subscriber and go to all of the shows. The Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. I've never heard of that. Well, they're putting that on in the new year. And Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, we've heard of that one. That's a new musical. That'll be on in the new year as well. Lots of good things to come for the Brightside Theater. Okay. I want to thank everybody and welcome everybody to the show. I want to thank you for tuning into the show for almost 6 years now. We're going to be celebrating 6 years in March of The Good Show, where, you know, I bring you good guests, good news, and at least one good laugh. It was a pretty tough week, I will say this. Many of you would remember one of the first producers of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Beth Rivard. My friend Beth tragically passed away late last week, and we are definitely mourning her loss, not just on this show, but with her, through her family and her friends. Many people that have known her in Naperville. And I just wanted to dedicate this show to her and really just express to you that, you know, life is so precious and short. It really does go by pretty fast. And, you know, you really just have to appreciate what you have and give people around you a break and give them some graces. And you don't know why I'm saying all this stuff, right? Why? Because, well, I just know from, you know, losing Beth and having had some major losses this year. That's all I'm going to say. Some of you know. Just experiencing a lot of loss this year, and especially with this one, this latest one with Beth, a young mom, two young kids, having lost their mom way too soon. It's just so tragic enough there. And just the fact that, you know, she was such a good person, such an amazing friend and supporter of this show, and was, wow, just an amazing producer. It's pretty hard for me to talk about it. I wasn't planning on talking about it on the show, but it just came out. You never know what comes out of this mouth. More to come when I can get my thoughts together and be able to share it with you without having a lump in my throat. But this huge loss this week we're feeling for the death of our friend Beth Rivard, one of the very first producers of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Just a dynamic woman, person. Speaking of person, she was my person for many, many years and an incredible person and producer. So that's all I'm going to say right now. Rest in peace, my dear friend. Life is very precious and short. Let's do a quick shout out to everybody. Welcome to the program. WCKG 1530 AM, Tuohyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and 1010 News Talk. Please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. This show was started to support non-for-profits, and we morphed into so much more. I'm enjoying the show. I'm loving doing this. I cannot believe it's been almost 6 years in March. It will be 6 years. Whew. And so I want to thank you all for supporting the show and allowing non-for-profits to have a voice. Speaking of having a voice, my guest on the show today, I'm so glad that she's on it, first of all, because it's been a while. I've been trying to get her on this show with her busy schedule and mine and how life gets in the way. Carol Cooper is a woman, a crusader, a mom who is fighting now to help families facing addiction. About 2 years ago, just a little over 2 years ago, July 15, 2016, she lost her only son, Brian, tragically. Brian passed away from taking a deadly combination of heroin and fentanyl, and he died instantly. He didn't even know it was coming. He suffered from severe anxiety and was given this daily mixture, which he was told would help him. And his anxiety finally stopped forever, as did his heart. He died instantly taking this combination of heroin and fentanyl. And Carol Cooper joins me now. Carol, are you there?
I want to welcome you. Yes, I am, Dolly. And thank you so much for having me. And that was a beautiful tribute to your friend. And I'm so sorry for your loss. You had me in tears.
Oh, thank you. My fumbling there. I didn't even write anything. I just a side note, we're going to talk about this very important subject in your son. But on a side note, I want to thank you for listening to my fumbling there. Off the top of my head, I've written some things down. I'll share them with you guys a little later because Beth deserves so much more than that, as does your own son, who Brian passed away tragically almost over 2 years ago. And Carol, first and foremost, I'm so glad you're finally on the show. A while back, Carol had contacted me, sent me these adorable teddy bears, which I've shared with people when I was over at CLTV News. And they're adorable teddy bears, and we'll get into those first and foremost. But first, we want to talk about Brian's story, your story. How old was Brian, and at what age did he start to struggle with this anxiety? When did you know there was a problem?
Actually, Brian had separation anxiety disorder from the age of 7. I don't know where it came from. It just happened. And, he just came home one day and he didn't want to go to school. And from that minute on, he was joined to me by the hip. And this lasted all the way up until the time of his death. So he fought this anxiety that something would happen to me. And as a result, he tried to self-medicate, to get rid of the anxiety. And this was a major factor in, I believe, his addiction, which is a major factor in most people that are addicted. The problem is, it's not really that they're addicted. It's basically that they're trying to find a solution to their mental illness. So that comes first, and then the addiction follows. Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to be an advocate for, to recognize what's causing the addiction.
Right. It's definitely not just a young man hooked on drugs. There's always a reason why this happens. Was he on some sort of prescribed drug before this, the introduction to heroin? How do you know, Beth, Carol, how he was introduced to this unmonitored drug, I should say?
Okay, so what I do know is that Brian was on prescribed Adderalls and Ambien because he had very difficult time sleeping. As far as the heroin, I know in college, and this is a very common factor with most of these kids, he was prescribed Oxy for a back injury that he had in college, and that gave him Oxycontin,
mm-hmm.
right.
And that's
actually a synthetic heroin. It's just in pill form. So that gives
the name of that drug. Repeat the name of that drug. Oh, sorry.
It's oxycodone. For short, they call them Oxy. Yeah. And this is a big problem.
That drug is a very, very addictive drug, and it's being prescribed left and right by doctors across this country.
Absolutely.
There are even adults, mothers, fathers that have gone their whole life without even taking a drug in their life. They have back pain or something going on, and they're taking this drug and getting addicted.
Right.
They've basically become drug addicts, and they're behaving like the drug addicts that they've read about their whole lives. And
right.
It's just really a nightmare that
is just now coming. I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What I'm going to say is the problem is that now, you know, they have strict regulations for doctors not to prescribe the oxys or to prescribe in very small amounts. The problem is with that, the people that really need it for pain can't get it, and they're going out to the streets to get it. So now you have another whole, you know, group of people that are dying from this fentanyl because they're lacing it in so many different things now. To me, it's just taking over and taking out all the young people.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know much about this fentanyl. I don't know much about drugs, period.
Oh.
I do know about heroin. But fentanyl, can you tell us what that is and how
sure. It
came to be where Brian got a hold of that? And then did he know that there was a combination of heroin and fentanyl that he was taking?
Okay, so that's the whole problem.
How did it start? Mm-hmm.
So the whole problem is that these kids that are taking oxys, they're very expensive when you have to buy them on the streets. But at one time, they were safe as far as you didn't overdose as quickly as you will from heroin. So Brian didn't have any needle marks on him. What I was told, and because, you know, he didn't live with me, I got the bits and pieces after he passed from friends that knew him. He, you know, is very expensive to continue to buy these oxys. And so I believe that the heroin was something that they get because they can't afford the pills. And it's a, you know, it's just a mixture that they either can inject, you know, with a needle or they can snort it up their nose. And the dealers are now lacing it with fentanyl for two reasons. One, it makes it stronger. And two, the profit margin goes from, I was told by a narcotics, for $500,000, $500,000 investment of fentanyl will turn into a $3.2 million profit. So you could see why the dealers are dealing with fentanyl, and it's very easy to get from China right now. You can go online and you can order it. There was just something on 2020 where people were ordering it from China, and you just go on the internet. And it's just, they just now are passing a law. President Trump just announced that they're going to now make it a controlled substance in China so that it doesn't come over here as easily. But honestly, Dolly, it's coming from Mexico. It's coming from everywhere. And people have to be aware. This is what I'm an advocate for. You have to be aware that anything you take off the streets, whether it be, you know, heroin or it's Xanax pills or marijuana or anything, you're taking a risk of getting fentanyl because they're putting it in everything now. And I've met two women last month that lost 19-year-old daughters who went to a party, and they both took a Xanax pill, and they died instantly because it was laced with fentanyl. So they're cutting the pills to look. Yeah, that's how bad it is.
And fentanyl, fentanyl doesn't always, you know, when you take it, it just depends on the person, right? Because some people could take fentanyl and it'd be just fine for them and
well,
their body.
Well, here's the thing. Fentanyl was made as a patch. Fentanyl is a patch that was made for people who have cancer. They put it on your arm. It was released in minute amounts and monitored through doctors. Then all of a sudden, Prince dies from fentanyl, and all the dealers are going for this fentanyl. And what they do is they open the patch, they take the fentanyl, and they put it into the heroin. Now, it takes, if the way that, you know, it's being told to people is 2 grains of salt is enough to kill a person. So your chances of coming back after you get fentanyl are little to none, unless you get called immediately and they have to administer 4 to 5 doses of Narcan. And if you're lucky, you'll come back from it. So that's
now,
how
is
bad
it is. Because it stops your heart, or
Yeah, it shuts you down immediately. Your organs shut down immediately. With my son,
okay. You
know, I was told it was pretty much instantly. The autopsy showed fentanyl, heroin, and not only are they putting fentanyl, they're also, you see, I became a big expert on this. I knew nothing about drugs, but now I've become an expert just from, you know, my experiences and who I've met along the way. But they're now putting fentanyl, carfentanil, which is what they use to tranquilize elephants, and acetafentanil, which is a synthetic fentanyl, which they can't even administer Narcan to reverse the effects. So what I say is you're playing Russian roulette. If you take anything off the street, you just don't know when you're going to get the ball. That's all I could tell you. People have to be aware of how dangerous it is, and parents have to educate their children because they don't know. They don't. They'll think, oh, I'm only going to take a Xanax, or I'm just going to smoke some marijuana, of which they're spraying with fentanyl. And you just, I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know if it's because people like it, because if you can handle it, or people have overdosed 4 and 5 times and they still do it. So you have to ask yourself why, you know, why these people are doing it. But, you know, then
we're
talking. Go ahead.
Carol, one thing. I just want to break in here. And if people are just joining us, we're talking to Carol Cooper, who's a mom, a mother, a crusader, trying to get the word out in her way and the best way she can as a mom can. And she's making definitely some inroads here. She's got a website, alifeforbrian.com. Carol had lost her only son, Brian, tragically. After he took a deadly combination of heroin and fentanyl, he had suffered most of his life with severe anxiety and was basically self-medicating, wouldn't you say, Carol? Self-medicating.
Absolutely.
And now Carol is on a mission. She started this website. She started this 501c3 charity. If you want to go to the website, you can see it is registered. It is bona fide. She is selling inspirational bears, which, by the way, I've gotten one of those bears, and they are adorable. They would make great gifts this holiday season for families. What a comforting thing to give to family members who have been in the same boat as Carol and lost a loved one due to heroin overdoses and fentanyl. And basically, she's just on the show trying to make us all aware and raise money to provide addicts the opportunity to enter sober living homes. Carol? Tell us what you're doing now. How are things progressing with the non-for-profit? Where do things stand? What have you seen? Have you seen any changes? And how is the non-for-profit today?
So in the few years that I've been doing this, you know, I've branched out, and I was fortunate enough to meet 5 other non-profit foundations that are doing the same thing that I'm doing, that have, you know, similar reasons, lost either a child or a brother or sister, and started nonprofit foundations. And I was asked to join up with them. And so we started this website. It's called soberlivinggift.org. What it is you go onto this website, and it allows you to basically ask for funding to get into sober living. And unfortunately, we get, I can't tell you, an insane amount of requests from people. And that's the hard part, because I wish I could help everybody. But we do help as many people as we can. And I have made a big difference. Last year, I helped 22 people into sober living. This year, I'm already surpassed 30. And these people stay in touch with me. You know, they tell me I've changed their life. They tell me I was the only person who believed in them, and because of that, they're now living a life of something they never dreamed possible, and working and connecting with their children again. So this is what heals my heart, Dolly. This is what makes me go on and continue what I'm doing, you know, to keep my son's legacy alive and also to help as many people as I can, many of whom are homeless. And you know how cold it is out there right now, and it's just heartbreaking to hear their stories, because they don't have families and they don't have anybody to turn to, and they're desperate. So that's what I do. And it's alifeforbrian.org. I don't know if that makes a difference. Maybe you could find me .com, but it is alifeforbrian.org. And anybody
that
goes,
.com, but it is.
That's
okay.
So it's .org.
It's
but anybody.
.com and .org, both of them work. But a Life for Brian Foundation, you can check it out on the web and donate. Maybe make a donation in honor of a friend or a family member this holiday season. Carol is working very hard to make a difference in helping people trying to get sober and raising money to try to get their life back on track. Carol, tell us about your son, Brian. Let's talk about him. What was he like growing up?
Oh, that could be another 3 hours, but
I'm sure. Let's talk about him. This is a life for Brian.
Thank you.
Let's talk
about
those lives. They're real people. They're not just statistics. Those are real people that have real shortcomings like all of us, but yet had a light too and made a difference in the lives around him. I know he was a very special man. Tell us a little bit about him.
Thank you. So Brian's birthday was yesterday, so it's emotional for me too. The birthdays are real hard. Holidays are real hard. But Brian was, he was my only child. You know, he was very loved and spoiled. And, you know, he was the kind of person, you know, for being a man of 30 who never missed a day of calling and saying how much he loved me and how much he appreciated me as his mother, and always sending me little cards for no reason at all with the most beautiful sayings that I can't even bear to read of how, you know, lucky he was to have me as his mother. He was extremely intelligent. He graduated from Monmouth University. He worked for Morgan Stanley as a financial analyst. He ran three departments. He had a beautiful girlfriend who they were planning to get married someday. He had a beautiful apartment. He had a lot of friends. He was extremely handsome, tall, dark, handsome. You know, he was just an all-around great kid and one that probably you would never think in a lifetime would do this. But unfortunately, inside, Brian was a train wreck. He was fighting all these demons. He was fighting the anxiety. He wanted to just fit in and be normal. And unfortunately, by self-medicating, it took away the anxiety and it made him feel good. And that's basically what it was. And unfortunately, Dahlia took his life, and he didn't want it to take his life. You know, he made a bad mistake, and now he's gone.
It sounds like
and
Brian was fighting. He was fighting for his life for years. Look at that man.
Yeah.
How he went to college. He had a great job. Sounds like he was pretty smart if he's in finance. A girlfriend and a mother who loved him, and he was very loyal and good to his mother. That's a special person right there. It just goes to show this is not a person who was looking for an easy way out. That's the stigma of drugs, unfortunately. But now people are getting more educated, and unfortunately there's a lot out there, a lot of people on the street offering so-called relief to people that have struggled for years like Brian, and unfortunately for Brian, he succumbed to that. So with alifeforbrianfoundation.org, alifeforbrian.org, I should say, it's a foundation there to support women, men, young and old that are struggling to get sober. And why are they in that position? Because it always goes back to mental health. It always goes back to mental health. We have to take care of each other. And we're not doing a very good job, are we, Carol, in the medical profession to take care of these folks. So, Carol, I really want to thank you for being persistent. And finally, we get you on the show. And, you know, hats off to all you're doing out there. And I know it's not easy. And it's very, you know, it's a 9 to 5, 10. It's even it's around the clock, actually. And you just are never giving up. And so I want to thank you for all you're doing. You're making a huge difference. And Brian did not die in vain, for sure. And so if you want to, we have about 30 seconds left.
I just want to thank you for, you know, always supporting nonprofit foundations and for taking the time to have people like me, you know, be a voice. And you're a very special person to do that. And believe me when I tell you, it really touched my heart that you asked me to be on your show today. And I want you to know that. So thank you, Dolly.
Well, it's my pleasure. Anytime, Carol. Thank you so much for all
thank
you've
you.
Done. Please consider, folks, to making a donation for this worthy cause. And check out the website, Carol Cooper. Amazing woman. alifeforbrian.org. Check it out. Okay, Carol, thanks so much. And enjoy
the
holiday season.
And you
thanks
do the
you
same.
Do.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You again. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And on that note, we have to end the show. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Stay positive. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly.
guard.